This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
You guys are embarrassing.
And will they let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
WIP afternoon show, the Night Spike and Fritz.
What a size.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
a lot of size.
Yes.
That guy liked it.
Yeah.
That little girl over there was liking it.
Yeah.
Sixers, I see you over there.
Sixers crowd not as into it as the WWE crowd.
Yeah, well, that's a little predictable.
Delegation is wondering what the hell is going on.
Yep.
Yep.
You'll learn. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. The tournament coming next weekend. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickie's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Why don't we do our final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, boy.
What happened?
There's a new poll.
Uh-oh.
Who would you rather be making basketball decisions for the Sixers? Which AI? Artificial intelligence or Allen Iverson? What do you think the poll
I would say Allen Iverson probably won that one.
66.7% say Allen Iverson. Not as big
not
a difference
as
I
should
think.
Be, yeah.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence will be on time. I can guarantee you that one. 215-592-9494. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
Yo, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, listen, I'm not trading A.J. Brown for a fourth pick, a third pick. Like, how do you get rid of one of the top five receivers in the NFL? The reason our run game is so strong is because our pass game is so strong, is because our run game is so strong. Like, you can't beat us anyway now. You just can't. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm sound like fandom right now, but the reality is those two defensive players that signed those big deals, good for them, God bless them, but they are not going to shine the way everyone thinks they're going to shine unless they're playing next to a guy exactly like Jalen Carter. He's the reason.
Where did they get Jalen Carter? Where did they get Jalen Carter? Where did they get Jalen Carter? How'd they get Jalen Carter?
Him. You know, he fell because he had...
And he was still a pretty high draft pick, right?
But what I'm saying is...
Yeah.
I know, but when...
Where'd they get Devontae Smith?
We weren't exchanging anything. We were.
Where'd they get Lane Johnson?
From the draft.
Right.
Where'd they get Jalen Hurts?
All top ten picks.
From the draft.
Right. So,
but
so
what
like,
I'm saying is when yeah. you already have when you already have a totally known quantum, we got two number ones, one on each side. Dude, like, yeah, you can't let that go. You keep drafting, sure, go ahead, draft all you want, but you don't, there's no need to move on anybody on offense right now, except I guess Dallas Goedert because of, you know, the money situation.
Let me ask
whatever.
You this, Ziggy. But let me ask
I'm
you this.
You, Spike,
if they have two, they have two highly paid wide receivers. Why did they have the 29th best passing offense in the NFL last year?
Because we ran the ball most of the time.
But then why do you need two? Why do you need to pay? So why do you need to pay two wide receivers like that? Like, what if you had? Let me ask you this. Let me put it in different context. What if instead of having the third best wide receiver in the NFL, you had the 12th best wide receiver in the NFL and the fourth pick? Would you trade it? If I could guarantee you could have the 12th best wide receiver and the fourth pick, would you do that?
I don't know. Like, not to trade away AJ
okay.
Brown.
I love AJ Brown.
No, I just can't do it. If AJ was older, you know what I mean? If,
yeah.
if he was older, okay, but he's a monster. He's in the prime. There's no one else like him. And on the other side, we got a Heisman Trophy winner. And then in the backfield, look what we got. Like, there's no stopping this offense. Like, that's why they're not paying as much attention, I feel, on the defense, because we got the core on defense. As long as we have Jalen Carter sucking up two guys on the offensive line, those other three guys on the D line are going to shine.
Wow.
One-on-one every play.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Even yeah.
He'll
be busy.
He gets chipped by a back.
Yep.
So I'm just saying I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I actually don't think the Patriots would do it either. So I don't think it's going to – I don't think it's something we're going to have to worry about. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ziggy, why don't you give us your go-to Brit?
With him, I think it's an H. My go-to Brit is going to be going right up your alley, Spike, Jimmy Page.
That's a great one.
That's a good answer.
It's a great one.
Jimmy
guitar
Page.
Player from Led Zeppelin.
More of a Plantsman or a Jimmy Pageman?
I'm a Plantsman.
Yeah, a Plantsman too.
Yeah, I'm a Plantsman. So the Cowboys are still toiling away in misery.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarcus Lawrence was talking about why he decided to leave the Dallas Cowboys and sign elsewhere. Here's what he had to say.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah.
Yeah. We here.
So, I mean,
truth hurts.
It
love
does.
Hurts and truth hurts.
It does. And then Micah Parsons quote tweeted that audio, and he said, "This is what rejection and envy looks like. This is some clown emoji."
Yeah.
And then DeMarcus Lawrence replied and said, "Calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left."
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. You
yeah,
know?
And, yeah.
And that is a shot. I mean, that's a shot. It sounds like the Cowboys didn't want him back. Mm-hmm. This is sort of how it sounded. But, I mean, he's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he got paid.
Yep.
Going up there for not doing a whole lot his last few years in Dallas.
How old is he? 32?
Yeah.
He's been around for a while, right?
Man. We used to have debates about, because they took Marcus Smith instead of DeMarcus Lawrence.
That didn't work out.
Yeah. We took Marcus Smith in the first round. DeMarcus Lawrence, I believe, went to the Cowboys in the second round.
Yeah, he's 32.
Yeah, so he's been in the league for 11 years. Used to be a great player. Not anymore. But he's right. Not winning anything in Dallas.
What envy does he have?
Yeah, I don't know what envy he has as far as Dallas goes. What that sounds like to me is that those two probably didn't get along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when they were there.
Yeah, because Micah Parsons should be like, I mean, and Micah Parsons probably should tweet less.
Yeah, well, he should have just not said anything
right.
to that.
Right. Yeah.
But he felt the need to reply to it.
Yeah.
I didn't see any other Cowboy reply. Did any other Cowboy reply to DeMarcus Lawrence?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Micah
had to be the one.
Listen, he's a great player, and I know, like,
Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just seems like such a headache with all the off the field stuff, you know, always causing a problem. I don't know. But
if you're a great player on a great team, the off the field stuff is
it doesn't matter.
I mean, Slade did the same stuff here, and they won the Super Bowl.
And when we weren't playing well, everybody hated that he was on the podcast.
Right.
Like, that's what happens when you're not playing well.
And the Cowboys also signed former Eagle Miles Sanders to a 1-year deal.
Booby!
There he is. We were talking about him maybe coming
back
boobies.
Here. Not His nickname is Booby Miles. Uh-huh. Right. Everybody.
There you go.
Calm down.
Way to clarify. Sanders and Javonte Williams down there this year.
It's a good combination.
Might sign
if
Cooper
it was three
Kupp.
Years ago.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp might be a Cowboy.
Is Cooper Kupp washed? He doesn't look
I don't
washed
think so.
To me. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think they want to pay him $20+ million a year.
They don't want to pay two wide receivers.
Right.
Yeah, in L.A.
Well, they are, though.
Yes.
Devonta.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Well, and the Bengals are going to do it now, too. Like, it seems like they're moving towards
it. So, far be it from me.
They're going to lose Burrow if they don't, yeah.
Being a defensive player.
Right.
And defense is not a luxury. So, this isn't a bit feather for you to put in his cap. It's not what I'm saying. But think about it, being a football fan. You mean to tell me, even if Abdul Carter was Micah Parsons, and let's say he can be better, you mean to tell me you would rather have him on a team with what you have and not have A.J. versus having an offense that has A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, and Jalen Hurts? No football fan in their right mind would rather give up. We've been arguing about offensive players around here for a decade, and now we get two of the top receivers in the league on our team. We want to get rid of one of them.
Well, it's not
For a defensive player, like Abdul Carter, unless he's getting 20 sacks a season, he's not going to produce enough to replace the production that A.J. Brown brings offensively. Like, that's how great of a player he would have to be to replace an offensive player's production like that. Catches, receiving yards, first downs, touchdowns. Like, those are all the things that A.J. brings as a wide receiver versus a pass rusher.
They won that Super Bowl because of the pass rush.
Yeah, I understand that. But that's not the point. Moving forward,
this is a
league where you got to score points. We're all sitting here saying we want 30 points a game. We got to score points.
Your guy better throw him the ball next year. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But we're not going to score more points by getting rid of A.J. Brown.
No. All of this, I might not be having this conversation if they threw the ball the way that I think they can throw the ball.
Right.
Like, if he was as productive and their offense was as productive as they could be, yes, it's a different conversation. But I think the conversation I'm having is watching a team that just won the Super Bowl because of their defense and their running game.
Right.
And that's why I'm looking at allocating that money versus on the wide receivers.
But you can't do that again.
Well,
meaning we're not going to win the Super Bowl running the ball and playing defense.
It just comes down to the Jalen.
We got to throw the ball.
Yeah, we got to throw the ball.
AJ's back to 1,400 yards next year.
Make it 1,800. AJ, I think they should target you 13 times a game like when Kenny Pickett was in the game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What up, Aaron?
Yo, Spike, you got to stop scaring Buzz. Because, look, when I call and Jack answer phone, like, what's up, man? I'm like, I'm just riffing. Like, I'll get you up here. I got to be so detailed with Buzz. Like, I don't know what I'm calling about. I just get to talk and we just have a conversation, man.
Look, we got to keep Buzz accountable. If I don't stay on Buzz, then I get lazy Buzz.
Oh, I don't need... No, that's what I said. You too hard on Buzz.
No, I'm not. I've made the Buzz better.
All right, you know. It's
some
Friday.
Would say.
It's Friday, so we just talk. Like, because the free agency is... It's whatever.
But yeah.
Look, Jack, listen, when you said to Hugh... One less Super Bowl than you and Ike. See, yeah. Ike, he knows you. I can let it go, but you may catch Ike in a bad mood one day. He got, but when he, the first thing that popped in my head is like, yo, where is Hugh sitting at? I was like, are you serious? Do you really just say that? Like, where?
And, yeah, again. That's why. Again, I've said this three times since that moment. This is the third time addressing. Wasn't my proudest moment.
You should have said you were sorry to Hugh.
But he started it.
No.
He pulled the card of how many Super Bowls have you played?
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Obviously, you got zero.
Yeah.
Now, I did go to an high school playoffs, and I did help set a school record for wins at Bloomsburg my sophomore year.
Because I remember because Spikey said that Hugh said to him one time, I don't think Jack grew up around a lot of black people. Listen. That was a black cable, right? And someone said something that was a little off. Everybody would just stop and just look around like, yo, did he just say that? All right, we got to move on because it might get – furniture might start moving around here. So, look, and the other thing, like, with Chuck – like, Chuck and Johnny Marks used to do this all the time. And Ike was like – Ike would – he would try to intervene in it. He'll grunt to try to get y'all to stop, and y'all just skip over it. And then it goes too far. And then one time, Ike had to give Johnny Marks the big brother talk. I'm like, what you want me to do? He said he'll beat me up.
That's the truth.
Like, and then Ike, he just sitting there like, all right, y'all need to stop. It's going to go too far. Because we grew up in similar in situations. It's going to go too far.
Yep.
It's going to go too far. Someone's going to say, son, it's like, we, and Chuck will always say something that goes too far.
Yeah.
Once he said, hey, go to the Ben Franklin and jump off, I was like, all right, man, that's too far.
Yeah. But, see, the thing
jump
is,
over.
Yeah, I don't have a – what I, the way I've been trying to handle Chuck is I shoot the shots back, but I don't really get that loud anymore. I try to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not – he's not going to – if he's going to cut my fingers off, he's going to cut my fingers off. There's nothing I can do about it.
He threatened to do that to Johnny Marsh as well.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a rite of passage.
He wanted to box Johnny Marks. That was the
Didn't John want to box DeCamera?
Obsessed with boxing DeCamera.
Right.
I think he really just wanted to beat the crap out of DeCamera.
DeCamera. Yeah. Right.
It's an old
wound.
Like me and Spike, we go back far. So I can say this.
Oh boy.
Spike, he has main character syndrome, and that's okay. No TV in the bedroom. If he sees you with his cell phone in the movie theater, he's looking at you every now and then. See, this phone gonna light up again, and he's incrementally getting a little more irritated.
Yeah.
So anyone who else exhibits main character syndrome, he sees issues with J.J. Redick, LeBron James. You see where I'm going with that? When we see people that we're similar to,
wait a minute.
We find fault in them because people find fault in us in the way we do things as well. Because come on, Spike. No TV in the bedroom. It's not that much talking.
Like, after a certain time, we not talking. Turn that TV off.
It's for bed.
What are we doing? Listen, huh?
I agree. No TV should be in the bedroom.
It's for bed and love.
Yeah, both of y'all are nuts.
You get worse sleep when you have TV in the bedroom. Look, I'm not going to just...
You get the best sleep. I can't fall asleep in complete dark. Listen, I grew up in the hood. I need some light. I need some light.
That's right.
I don't know what to tell you, Aaron. I'm not going to discount that I have main character syndrome. Though
let Val have a TV in the bedroom.
No, she just stays downstairs longer. I go to bed first. She will watch TV as much as she wants. She can read in bed if
you
she wants.
You won't let your wife have a TV in the bedroom.
No. I'm paying the mortgage.
Wow. And you work?
Is she allowed to have her iPad in the bedroom?
No video. She can read her Kindle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. All right, look. This is what I want to get to, right?
Yeah.
Do y'all see the behavior Stephen A. Smith is exhibiting? Do y'all see it?
Yes. Totally embarrassing. Totally embarrassing.
And I heard what Ike said. As black men, we can't do that. We know how we get depicted in situations like that. So I dig Ike in that. But listen.
Yep.
Stephen A. knew exactly what he said. And he wanted to act like he didn't know he said, because he understands what drives ratings and what gets clicks. See, you can't do that, man.
You can't take LeBron's side on this. You can't.
I'm not taking his side on that. I'm just saying, you know what you said. I'm pleading to you as a father. Bro, like, don't talk to me like that. As a father, don't talk. Like, if you want to say anything else, cool. But don't say I'm pleading to you as a father. Because he got worked over by an all-star. Like, Tyrese Maxey is a legit 25 player in the NBA. He got worked over. You can't say, earn your spot. And then when you give him a chance to earn it, he gets his ass bust. And now you want to go on TV like he just killed somebody. All exasperated. Like, come on. He's so performative with it. And he knows. And he knows that if whatever I say, if I mention LeBron James' name,
it drives ratings.
Rating.
For sure.
And that's I'm not taking no one's side on it. I'm just saying you know what you're doing and you got what you wanted.
You know, all LeBron did by doing that is raise Stephen A's profile for a week.
There you go. So he got what he wanted, and LeBron did what he has not done for 22 years. Because if he ever mentioned Skip Bell's name, Skip Bell's would be the happiest man in the world. So that's where he messed up at. You should have just kept ignoring
it.
Like, have you been doing? I'm not taking no one's side. But we know what Stephen A. Smith was doing and what he is going to do, because that's his job, to get ratings on his TV show and on his show.
Now he's irritating me because he's been on 20 podcasts since then.
And now he's
talking about it. Yeah.
Let's just keep it all the way real with the whole situation. Like, let's just
Aaron, the whole situation. Aaron, last thing. If Steph Curry wins a title this year, he moves ahead of LeBron, right? All time. Five titles.
Listen.
Come
listen,
on,
listen.
Eh?
Listen, if he moves.
And one of them wasn't even Mickey Mouse.
But listen, someone has to win it. Like, look, if the Sixers would have won it, we would have been marching down Broad Street. But listen.
I'm just asking you. If Steph wins a fifth, does he move ahead of LeBron?
If he wins a fifth, he is in the GOAT conversation. And he moves ahead of LeBron.
No, he don't move ahead of Kobe. Yeah, we forget about that. Well, I mean, anybody who's watched basketball knows he's not better than Kobe.
In terms of being a pure baller,
it's
Kobe Bryant, T-Mac, Kevin Durant. But, like, it's more than just being a pure
Steve
baller.
Nash.
It's more than that.
I agree. So, listen, he moves in the top 10 for me.
Well, here we go.
He's not even in the top 10 yet.
Aaron, give us your go-to Brit.
Well, listen, Ike always says E.G. Shaw, but I always say Dancing Idris. So we stick to the brothers. Like, come on, we know how it goes.
Wait, who did you pick?
Dancing Idris from Snowfall, which y'all never seen, and that's why Ike, he's been fighting to get his fight.
Hold on, I got my card back. I'm back. Tired of y'all.
It's like a delegation contest now.
He got the car back a while ago, but him not seeing Snowfall, it takes a hit.
I gotta see Snowfall too.
You got.
I don't even know what that is.
It's about the beginning of the crack epidemic. It's kind of who's based on.
It's not about a snowstorm.
Yeah. All right, Aaron. It's outrageous what they do to you.
Yeah, it's all good.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square.
It's outrageous what they do to you.
Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You know this offseason is cooked when we're leading the Elliott call with 3 minutes on the new long snapper, Mark and Motko.
It's the truth.
It is true.
And Ike, if you ever get sick of it over there, our delegation will welcome you.
Okay.
We will welcome you. We will welcome you.
Digging our country back this year.
Yep. What's next?
I actually really love Jack's answers to next question this week. Jake Rosenberg.
High level.
Yeah, high level.
Yep.
Yeah.
General Cornwallis.
I still don't know who that is.
He's the leader of the British Army in the Revolutionary War.
Awesome.
And he choked.
It was the last time Jack paid attention in class.
It seems like he knows all about the Brits.
I only paid attention to history class.
Okay.
Everything else is hit or miss.
What's next?
Did you grow up in the 80s? Do you believe that's when television peaked? Are you starting to forget things? Join Ike Reese and Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. What was that show he was in? Frank and Ardmore.
It's every day.
Well, no, it's true. Yeah. There's
nothing
I can say.
Stuff jumble in my head, man. Yeah. What do you want me to do, man?
Yeah, it was the Remington Steel moment today. And then when we finally find out, we're like, yeah!
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah.
Yep. What's next?
Spike, of course Milton Williams is happy. He got like $50 million guaranteed. Jack, I think it was 74. Ike, really? I thought it was 70. Jake Rosenberg listening somewhere. These idiots learned nothing. Mike in Havertown.
It's true. We don't have a lot of facts here. We're not a fact-based show.
Well, and Jake, that was a lot of information to take in yesterday.
Yeah. I forgot. I don't even know my phone number anymore. I don't know my address after that call.
Stop getting home.
Yep. What's next?
Spike when Howie signs Jackson and Dylan. These guys are old. What is Howie doing? Spike when Maury signs the fossilized remains of Eric Gordon. Put Daryl in the Hall of Fame by the end of business day. Joe and Drescher.
There's nothing I can say. It's right.
Yep.
I did like the Eric Gordon signing.
Yep. Yeah, that was.
And the PJ Tucker signing.
Well, PJ Tucker.
I love PJ
signing.
Tucker.
Yeah. He got in Joel's ass in game.
Stop.
Game three.
Stop.
All right. What's next?
The WIP belt is a great idea, and it reminds me, I have a belt that is way too big for me, so it will probably fit Ike perfectly. Herb in the Northeast.
Yeah, what was he doing trying to give you a 3XL shirt?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
We haven't worn 3XL since 02.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the
when
thing
anymore.
When
it was stylish
anymore.
To wear bigger clothes.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, you're on next.
Uh-huh.
For, like, are you doing, like, a leading off kind of thing? We have the Phils on tonight.
Just talking Phils for about 20-some minutes.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Jack is next.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to us. We will be back with you on Monday, better than ever. Every show is better than the last one.
Well,
wow.
It's good. I like the
most of the time.
Like
yeah,
that.
Most of the time.
1% better
every
single day.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.